This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. The Business Bunker Radio Show is pleased to be sponsored by Spinnerjet, the facilities management company. Commercial cleaning, grounds maintenance, jet washing and much, much more. For information, email info@spinnerjet.co.uk.
Of course, Spinnerjet has done some lovely house maintenance for me in the rentals I manage.
Absolutely.
He's really spun his jets around my little house.
Oh, I see what you did there. Hey, listen, we're joined on the phone now by Mr. Chris Hyde. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Hello, Jules.
Hello, Mr. Chris. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. Living the dream up here in Lincolnshire.
Ayuk, yeah, you must be.
Ayuk, Miduk, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, Chris. We do have a problem with her and her complete lack of understanding of where Lincolnshire is in relationship to Derbyshire.
I'm going to send her a map sooner or later.
Sure. Didn't you once do a poem for us?
I did.
Yes.
I did.
I found that not long ago and tweeted it out. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was a very clever poem. You're one of those people that always comes up with a snippet in time.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
Bless you. Well, first and foremost, congrats on show number 500. Who'd have thought, eh?
Thank you, mate. I know. When we started this, we were only going to do it for a couple of weeks.
Well, there you go. It's a bit like my business.
Well, I mean, for those that don't know, and I don't think there can be many people out there that don't know, Chris also owns a radio station. He's the man behind Sounds of Spitfire in Spalding in Lincolnshire. And we'll talk about that in a moment, and we'll find out what you've got on later, because there's always some cracking shows on your station. But we want to talk about the day job at the moment. Chris is from Chameleogenics, but Chris and I were having a conversation the other day about his experiences being virtually interviewed. And Chris wrote a lovely blog about it, and I was saying, I felt that maybe virtual interviews will be something that we continue once the pandemic's finished, because we got used to doing them. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts and experiences, Chris, on actually having done one and what you thought about it, and whether you think that there's a future to interviewing in that way.
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, I did frame it as a job interview, but of course, if you're a contractor, often you need to go in front of the panel and do a presentation to win a contract. So this is equally as valid, yep. I'd suggest,
yep.
Whether you're actually a job seeker or whether you're fronting up a company and you need to sell your services. And I think I've set out in the blog that you've kindly hosted and sent out, but it's surreal. It presents some challenges, but actually there's also some advantages to it as well. How you can set yourself up for things that you wouldn't necessarily have in a face-to-face environment.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what kind of things are you looking at there, Chris?
Well. Things such as your environment.
Mm.
So, you know, you could be in your kitchen, you could be in your home office or whatever, but if somebody knocks on the door or the doorbell rings or something like that, it's quite off-putting. So think about how you can plan ahead for such eventualities. You know, just sticking a note on the door, you know, do not disturb, or, you know, leave parcel around back of gate or whatever it could be.
The dog barks.
I've got a big sign for my office door at home that says, zoom in. Stay out.
Well, we have a lovely sign on our front door, Chris, which says, please use parcel box, but nobody ever reads it, and it's like literally where they knock, at eye level.
Oh, don't get me started on delivery drivers that can't read. I've had to draw maps for mine now. You know, at the moment, the delivery drivers won't hand you things. So I've got a porch at the rear of my house, okay, which is dry. Yeah, so it's a great place to leave things because it's got a roof on it, yeah? So I have that registered as my parcel drop-off point.
Yeah.
If you look at the front of my house, there's a path that goes round one way, yeah? And if you follow that path, that's where the porch is. So what do the delivery drivers do? They walk round the lawn, yeah, across the meadow, over the stream, and leave it outside the window at the back.
But mine has got an arrow pointing to the parcel box, and they still don't follow it.
But you hear horror stories. Well, we won't go too far down this line, but you hear horror stories of, you know, leaving a safe place. So whether they leave it in the wheelie bin. What yeah. happens? Wheelie bin gets collected.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just a distinct lack of common sense sometimes, isn't there? Anyway, coming back yes. to the interview process, though, Chris.
A lot of this is about preparation. So thinking about what's in your video background. Of course, lots of the softwares, you can put on the fake backgrounds and all the rest of it. And I know this seems absolutely obvious, but unless you know what's behind you, remember, you're not stepping into their office. You're inviting them into your environment. So anything that's a distraction or gives away something about you that perhaps you don't want to give away, such as, you know, the pile of dirty laundry or, you know, a dodgy poster on the back wall.
Did you see the other day, Chris, Debbie McGee?
No, go on.
She did a Zoom interview for TV and everybody went mental. In the background, they claim she had Paul Daniels, you know, her ex-husband's head in a jar. Yeah. Did you not see it?
His head?
His head in a jar. And basically...
Pickled. Was it pickled?
Just listen. Basically, there was people took still shots of this Zoom thing, and there he was, in a jar. What it turned out was, the reality was, she had one of those big dome jars with an ornament in it, and his photograph was behind it. But the light was shining, and it was hilarious. And the amount of people that went, she's got his head in a jar.
She obviously doesn't want to part with him.
So you're absolutely right, Chris. You have to be aware of what's in your background, don't you?
Yeah, you absolutely do. And just the last thing I'll say on background as well is, I don't know, you must have done hundreds of these virtual meetings over the course of the past few months, as well as I have. But lighting, oh my goodness, please check lighting, because the amount of people who look like they're Hank Marvin from The Shadows.
I quite like to look like Hank Marvin from The Shadows.
Yeah, but he's 92 now, though.
But just the position of your head and shoulders, you know, that's really important, how you're framed in the camera. Yeah. And I haven't put this in the blog, but I must share a story. Earlier this year, I was running a workshop, and there were multiple people on this a meeting, and a really, really lovely lady was wearing a very pretty blouse that was quite low cut, and what she decided to do was reach over the back of the computer and collect something. Well, let's just say everyone on the meeting got a very good insight.
Oh dear.
So be aware of what you share through that little camera.
Absolutely. I mean, I've heard some horror stories about people who got up and walked away without any trousers on and stuff like that.
Which brings me to another thing about attire, really.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we've all heard the jokes about top half only and all the rest of it. Yeah. But remember, if you're going into the interview environment, if you feel the part...
I have to tell you, Chris, the ladies are all looking at themselves now and making sure their blouses are done up.
I haven't even got a blouse.
They've just realised why I have been smiling all afternoon.
But the temptation may be, OK, it's only head and shoulders, so I'll look suited and booted at the top half.
Yeah.
But actually, you're not feeling the part. And the non-verbal signals or what's not actually being said, it transfers and it comes across. You know, feel the part. You will naturally feel more professional. And actually, the other thing, as you quite rightly say, if you are top half only and you do have to stand up, if you're wearing, you know, jogging bottoms or something like that, it really doesn't give a good impression.
Absolutely. So just finishing up, Chris, what do you think, and specifically thinking about type of job interviews or pitches for business as a contractor, do you think that we'll continue with video-based, streaming-based interviews after the pandemic's over, or is it something that we'll go back to doing face-to-face?
Well, this is just my viewpoint. I've got no data to support this. But if you think about it, say, for instance, I was coming down to Kent from Lincolnshire to have a contract meeting with your good self, for instance.
Yeah.
why do all of the travel and everything when at the initial stages you could do it all via a Zoom, MS Teams or whatever? It makes sense not to do the travelling. Yep. It's more convenient for the vendor. It's more convenient because you're not having to sign people in and car parking, even if it's just the first or the second cut. And then maybe there needs to be a final stage where there's a face-to-face so you can actually do the virtual, do the handshake, if you like, or the signing of contract. I think certainly it's here to stay. And the thing is, what by hook or by crook, we've tested it out now because we've needed to. And the way things have innovated over the past 6 months has been truly outstanding, the speed of adaptation. So why go back? You know, we've proved it works. So, yes, I think it's here to stay, personally.
Absolutely. I agree. I agree totally. Look, Chris, as always, it's fantastic to talk to you, my friend. What have you got on? When's your next show on Sound of Spitfire?
Well, the next one with my good self, Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. through till 11, with all your favourite tunage, cheesy tunage as well, just for you, Paul.
Absolutely. Nice one, mate. Do give it a listen. Sound of Spitfire, fantastic radio station, and great lineup of DJs and music shows. Chris, thank you so much for joining us and talking about your experiences with virtual interviewing. It's been really interesting. If you want to read Chris's blog, it's kempisradio.co.uk/virtual-interview. Is where the blog can be found. Do have a check of that and read the blog. Chris, do you want to give us a shout out for your company website just so that people can find out what you do?
Certainly. It's all the W's, and it's artandscienceofchange.co.uk, and that will do it for you.
Fantastic. There is a link to that on the Kempis Radio website, so do check that out. Chris,
thank
have a fantastic
so
afternoon. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to talk to you, as always, my friend, and look forward to listening to your show on Wednesday.
Thank you very much, and great to be part of the 500th. And I'd just like to say as well, I didn't mention it on Twitter because I didn't want to steal your glory, but it's actually today, believe it or not, is the 5th birthday of Camellia Genix as well.
Oh, fantastic.
That's
congratulations.
Quite spooky, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Nice thank one. You very much. Take care, everyone.
Yep. See you soon. Take care, Chris. Bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Up in Lincolnshire.
Chris Hyde there of Camellia Genix.
Up in Lincolnshire.
Up in Lincolnshire, where they don't talk like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Also, I don't know, I was tweeting people, but did he mention, because statement earrings, I think, work really well on Zoom. I've been
Do you reckon?
Statement earrings, for women particularly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, we've got to move on, because we've got tons more to do. I've got another guest to listen to, and we've got millions of tweets. Green Business Hub, many congratulations and wishing you a super show. Will there be cake? No. Kevin Edmonds, a shout out would be great, please. Kevin Edmonds at Real Print Media, that's a Twitter handle, Real Print Media. Give Kevin a follow. He says, I'm tuned in. Kevin Edmonds, Real Print Media. The Tenterton Chamber of Commerce charity quiz this evening at the Crown Pub in St Michael's, raising funds for the Pilgrims Hospice. Prizes sponsored by the Old Dairy Brewery. Table booking essential for a prompt 7 p.m. start. Follow them on Tenterton Chamber on their Twitter. I'm going to read one more, and then we're going to hear from Liz, who is our next guest. Whitcomb HR, Natalie, happy 500th show to the Business Bunker show. Thank you, Natalie, and thank you, Whitcomb HR, for all of your support. I did see a tweet from Venom Tech, but I can't find it at the moment. But while we're listening to this, we'll find it and look at that.
I saw one from them, but we've had so many. Here we are. Congratulations to you and the team, Paul Andrews, on the 500th Bee Bunker show. All of us at Venom Tech are thankful for your continued ongoing support and wish you all a great show and a great day. And then there's a picture of a spider and a green snaky thing. And they say, here's to our flashback from 5 years ago to a great day spent with you. And they found the pictures.
Absolutely.
5 years ago. Yeah, so wonderful. I wonder what the Venom of the day is.
Okay, listen, we've got our next guest. We caught up with Liz Bylett of Halloween TV a short while ago. Here's what she had to say about the fantastic, clever Halloween TV experience. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show the lovely Liz Bylett.
Liz is from Halloween TV and the Living Art Show. Good afternoon, Liz. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. How are you?
I'm good, Paul, and I'm very excited to be here. Really nice to see you this afternoon. Yeah, really, just really nice to be on the show. Thank you for inviting me back on again.
It's an absolute pleasure. And when I found out what you were up to and what you were doing, it really excited me, because I know you from the Living Art Show, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. And then when I found out about Halloween TV, I thought, what a brilliant idea where we are. So why don't we get straight into it? Why don't you kick off and tell us all about Halloween TV, what it is, why you thought of it, and anything else you want to tell us about it? Go for it.
Okay, brilliant. Fab. Thank you, Paul. Well, obviously, as you know, I've been in the industry for 30 years running my lovely business Follies and the Living Art Show. And obviously, with recent occurrences throughout the world of the UK, we have been the word smashed to smithereens, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, because basically most of the stuff you do is around the events industry.
Yeah, 100%, Paul, yeah. So corporate events in London and festivals, that is our main, you know, they're the two main things we do. Right. So we, you know, a lot of our, you know, the whole of our industry has been devastated.
Sure.
And also with very little help, but we're not going into that here and now.
No, but it's very true, though.
And it is true.
We've the government have tried to do stuff, but whole industries like events and entertainment have just been devastated, and the government seem to have given up with it, and they're just telling everybody to retrain as coders, which is ludicrous. Ludicrous.
No.
Anyway.
You know, and this is a huge part of it, Paul. We need it so much.
Absolutely.
You know, I sat and watched Les Mis the other night, and it made me cry, because I just thought of all the poor people in our situation, et cetera. So what I've decided to do, you know me, Paul, never to be beaten, never to be broken down. I decided, if we can't do anything in our industry at Halloween, then when can we?
Right.
So what I've done is I've gathered together about 30 of the UK and the world's top artists.
Right.
We've also got entertainers, we've got performers, we've got arts and crafts, we've got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I've gathered this community together, and we have put together this amazing online 1 full week's worth, or dip in, dip out, you know, however people want to play it. Halloween TV. So, you know, mums, dads, people at home can just log in. It'll be on Facebook, on Zoom, all online, and they will be entertained, they will learn, they will have great physical experiences, they will, you know, hopefully enjoy the week. Dipping in, dipping out, and doing everything and anything that is Halloween related. So we are so excited about it.
Absolutely. And it is just such a brilliant idea. As you know, I've got an 8-year-old stepdaughter, and she adores Halloween. I think she prefers it to Christmas, which is amazing, because her birthday's on Boxing Day. But Halloween is the thing. She loves dressing up. She loves tricking and treating. She loves the Halloween parties. And of course, can't do any of that this year.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, she can dress up, but, you know, it's just me and her mum.
Yeah.
I think this is a fabulous, fabulous idea. And it's I wanted to talk to you about it, because there are so many kids and adults out there that want to participate in Halloween in some way and just can't. But you've kind of made that possible. And I think that's brilliant.
Oh, wonderful. You know, and that exactly what we're doing, Paul. We're, you know, ideas for people, you know, what to do, arts and crafts, how you're going to dress up, how to face paint. And, you know, we've got so many different things on for people to do and get involved in. And I think, you know, hopefully everyone's going to love it. And I know it's going to be fabulous. And,
No, absolutely. I think it's an absolutely tremendous idea. I really do. And I might even have a little participate myself.
Good, I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope you will.
Do you think I'll look good as a vampire or something? Anyway.
I set my studio up this morning, and I've got all sorts of, like, you know, things hanging up, and I've got like a gargoyle on my desk and pumpkins, and of course the dogs are, we've got all sorts of things. And we got an 11 week old puppy, he's involved, he dresses up every day in a different outfit. We got Arthur's doing juggling, teaching the mums and dads how to juggle. We've got a dress up, we've got a shop up north, and they're going to do like a tour for us and give us tips on sort of dressing up for Halloween.
Oh, fantastic.
We've got loads of sort of makeup and special effects, stuff you can do at the store cupboard, you know, like using tomato ketchup and mustard and all that sort of thing. Yeah. So Brilliant. It's going to be fun.
For those one or two people, and there aren't many that don't know you, I ought to say apart from your creativity and your business acumen and all the rest of it, Liz, your big skill yourself is you're a body painter, a face painter. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, but I need to tell the listeners this, because when you say face painting, they think about, you know, the thing you get at a local fair where they draw a cat face on someone, and I'm sure you could do that in your sleep. But what you do is miles beyond that, isn't it? You paint whole people to things. I mean, I remember one of the last things I saw, I went to the opening of Dragon Co-working, and you had two models there painted as dragons, which were absolutely unbelievable.
Wings and glitters and gems.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because some of your artwork takes hours and hours to do, doesn't it?
Yeah, so a piece like that, Paul, takes about 6 hours actually to produce.
Right.
We make a lot of, you know, I like to make sort of 3D pieces to stick on and, you know, to create these beautiful sort of fantasy creatures and characters. And, you know, she had a beautiful big pair of dragon wings, you know, one of the girls. And, yeah, so it is. And it does take, it takes a long, long time. But, you know, the transformation and the finished result is...
The effects are stunning, aren't they? I mean, I've seen lots of work you've done. You know, a couple of years ago with Amanda, we did the fashion show at Port Lim. And you had models there doing stuff. It's just fantastic stuff. Yeah. And what you do is so well presented, and like you say, it takes an awful long time. So I'm kind of imagining the kind of effects that you're going to be showing people in this Halloween TV thing. Is there lots of gore?
It's gonna be great.
I think it's really brilliant. Now obviously it's the 27th of October today, so we've got a few days coming up until Halloween, so people can kind of join in from now until what time does it go off air? Does it go off air at midnight on the 31st?
Yeah, so basically, what we've got, Paul, we've got a schedule on Halloween TV.
Yeah.
And what mums, dads, kids, whatever can do is you can just jump in whenever you want. And we've got some live, so you can either join in on the lives, which are actually workshops, which they actually get involved in.
Right.
And you can sort of go along with us in the workshops.
Yep.
And then we've also got... we've got anything else, we've got some pre-records, which you can watch at any time. So there's some things that are playing all of the time that you can just watch whenever you want to. And there's also some workshops and various things that you can watch at specific times as well. I could have a quick look at the schedule if I can find it.
Yeah, go for it.
And tell you what's on. Ask me another question while I'm finding that.
Okay. You know, there's so many things happening, and there's so much for people to do. I just think it's brilliant. And I'm just looking at some of the still shots that you've been putting out in your publicity. Pretty awesome. So I would encourage people to go along and have a look at it. I know my Lucy's going to be so keen to do it.
We'd love to have her along. It would be great.
Yeah.
Great. Let's have a look at what we've got on. So, today, let's see what we've got on today, shall we?
Yeah, go for it.
Every morning, in the morning, we have the crew from Aardvark with some really awful jokes. And then we have Witch Wilhelmina giving us top witch tips every day.
Wow, okay.
Then we've got a paint along today, Tuesday, between 11 and 12. That's with Carrie from Fizzog. And that is where just grab your... grab your grown-up and some mini-me's and some willing victims, simple face paints, and we'll create some lovely simple face painting ideas. We've got spooky makeup Halloween tips at lunchtime. Then we've got a live pot painting workshop this afternoon to create some lovely Halloween designs. Then we've got someone showing you how to do airbrushing. Then we've got our costume workshop. That is actually on today that I was talking about earlier. Right. Then we've got a story time with the Splat Theatre. And then we've got a live Sugar Skull demo between 4 and 5. Then we've got tea time with the Little Monsters. They show you how to make spooky tea time treats. And then we've got a knotted arm illusion for the people that are more into makeup in the evening between 7 and 8. So you can see that's just such today, Paul.
Yeah, so such a packed lineup of things to do. That should keep everybody busy forever.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, don't feel that everyone has to come in and do everything. That's not how it is. It's there. Watch it and catch up, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's amazing. It really is amazing. And, you know, apart from all the things that you're doing, it's just lovely that someone has thought about how we can do something that people... It's a funny thing, isn't it? Halloween has become quite a big thing in the UK. I guess we've copied the Americans. But over the last 10 or 15 years, it's become quite a big thing. And the kids love it because of all the dressing up and the makeup. And, you know, all the kids that I know have been devastated that they can't do anything this year. So the fact that you thought of this and pulled it all together and put it on is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, you've done such a great job to pull this together. And you've done this quite quickly as well. It's come together quite quickly.
We have, yeah. We've done it. It was a thought I had. And one of the other things we've done is we've actually attached an industry crowdfunder to it.
Right, okay.
Because I do know, you know, I'm chairman of the Face Painting Association. I've been working really hard to support the people within my industry while trying to not go stay sane myself at the same time.
Of course.
You know, but it's just that time, Paul. It's just... Mm. You know, a lot of us are in a very tough situation. Who knows when our jobs are going to return? We don't want to go back to being. Uh-huh. We don't want to sit and work on our computers. We want to go out and do what we love, but we can't do that at the moment. So we're accepting it. Yeah. And I've actually set up a crowdfunder for our industry alongside this.
Okay.
So I haven't really posted and shared much about that yet, but I will do.
Okay.
You know, as we get later in the week, then I will, you know, it's already set up, but I'll pop the link on our Facebook page as well, just so people know where that is.
Okay. When you've done that, Liz, I'll pick that up and we'll promote it on the Business Bunker Radio Show as well. And we'll put it on our website and on our social media accounts, because you're absolutely right. The industry is suffering really badly, as are a lot of industries, but you know, the live event industry has been hit worse than anybody, because you just can't, it's not the kind of thing you can do at home, really.
There's, you know, I mean, we've all tried our way around it, but we just, you know, there is nothing really that we need to just sit and wait. So, you know.
Okay, well, what you have done though is brilliant, and I love what you've done.
Thank you.
Let's just talk a little bit about, before you go, about your main business, which is Follies and the Living Art Show. Tell us a little bit about those.
Okay, so Follies Face and Body Art, as I say, we've been in the industry for 30 years. We have, over the years, we have trained, we've also got a training academy, so probably any of the face painters that have painted anyone's kids that is listening might have come through our training school.
Right, okay, yeah.
So we run that. We also, as I say, we service events. So, you know, all of the big events, say, for example, Google, they'll have like a Christmas party and we'll go up and provide, you know, fantasy glitter eyes and gems and all that sort of thing at parties. So that's another reason we've done it, because we miss, you know, being out partying and playing with everyone. So that's another reason we're doing this as well. I've also done, you know, body painted for the press, for promotions. I've body painted Katie Price. Just think of a few people you might have heard of. I've worked quite a lot with Richard Branson. We've done quite a lot for Virgin over the years. I've done some stuff for BA for him. What's it behaving? I've done some stuff for Verge, you know, those sorts of things.
Right.
Yeah, so festivals, we go out, and I've got a team of girls that we go out and we work at festivals and events.
Right.
And yeah, so, you know, that is basically every weekend we're out having fun, creating, you know, adding colour, creating fun, teaching people. Enjoying life.
And your creations are absolutely stunning. People have got to see them to understand what I'm talking about here, but they are stunning.
Thank you.
As always, Liz, it's a fantastic pleasure to talk to you. Give us a shout out first for how people can join in with Halloween TV.
Okay. So we have our own dedicated website for this, and it is halloweentv.co.uk.
Okay.
That's our website.
Fantastic. We'll put the links to that on the Business Bunker Radio website, and we'll also post it on our social media accounts.
Brilliant.
And just for fullness, if people want to find out about the Living Art Show or Follies, where do they go to do that?
So Follies.co.uk, and also if you look at the Living Art Show, we're on all of the social media.
Yeah.
As at the Living Art Show. And we also have a dedicated Facebook page for Halloween TV as well. So you
Fantastic.
Can find that online. It's the one with the little green witch icon.
Lovely. Liz, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We absolutely love what you're doing, and we wish you tremendous success with it. You really deserve it because it's a fantastic thing. Halloween TV, folks, join in. Loads to do, loads of things to look at, loads of things to participate in. Liz, enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, Paul, and happy Halloween, everyone.
Thank you.
Loch Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and wellbeing, and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at lochassociates.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That was the fantastic Liz Bylett of Halloween TV. What a fantastic idea that
Spooky.
Is. My little one is absolutely, I think she prefers Halloween to any other holiday, you know, Christmas or anything else, because they get dressed up and they do stuff. And of course, they're all mortified this year. Because they can't do it. They can't go trick-or-treating. Yeah. They can't do parties and
well,
all this stuff.
They can trick-or-treat from a distance, can't they?
Because all you're going to get is people going, you shouldn't be out doing that. You're going to spread a disease. No, you can't
they
send
can
them
be
out.
In a bubble.
You can't send them out tricking and treating.
No.
So Halloween TV, brilliant idea and fantastic stuff.
Well, I'm very humbug anyway. I just hide when Halloween.
Yeah.
Nobody knocks on our door where we are, really.
Cool. I've still got loads of tweets coming in, and we got some emails and stuff to read.
Yeah, loads of tweets.
The lovely Sarah, and Sarah was the lady in the picture with Steve Trim from Venom Tech. Yeah.
Ah.
And Sarah now runs Rock Fit with Sarah in Ramsgate. And she says, congratulations, Paul, Jules and the team on your 500th Business Bunker show. You always go out of your way to support our local businesses. And it's nice that we get to show you our support and appreciation. Have a fab day. And as always, a great show. Well, Sarah, thank you so much. That's very kind of you.
And talking of spooky, the lovely Venom Tech chaps have, the team there have said, ha-ha, Jules, thanks, it's got to be. This is their Venom of the Week.
It's
got to be this gorgeous little scorpion. I've never heard a scorpion called gorgeous, frankly. It's the Titius. It could be Titius.
No, I prefer Titius.
Titius Smithy. Don't Twitter. don't titter.
go on, give it to me again. It's a Titius.
It's a Titius. Oh, no, don't titter. It's a Titius Smithy. It sounds Elizabethan, actually. As we've only just taken this nice, freshly shed potato. So there it is. Oh, it's rather horrible. I don't like it at all. Who likes a scorpion?
Oh, dear.
Not me.
We've eaten them. We've eaten scorpions.
Well, yeah, but we've had them gently, you know, sautéed.
We had them roasted, didn't we?
Yeah. Gently sautéed. Who Servers, Paul Andrews, celebrates its 15th anniversary with complete
rebrand. After 15 successful years in business, recognized cloud solutions provider the VOO servers today announces the company's complete rebrand to Vinters, in line with how the business has evolved over the recent years. Founded by Matt Parkinson in 2005, VOO servers were set up with the aim of using IT to help the day-to-day running of businesses. So you can find out more about them by going to vinters.com and find out why they are the best in the business.
Absolutely. Matt Parkinson, who is the MD there, is going to be on the show in a couple of weeks' time. So we're going to talk to him some more. Martin Reeves of Charity Buddy has tweeted, have a great show, Paul. And could you give us a shout out? That's Charity Buddy. Charity_Buddy is their Twitter handle. Give them a follow. Martin tries lots of innovative things to try and raise money for different charities. So give them a follow. Give them, help him out here.
There's a KCC budget consultation. Did you hear me swallow then?
Yeah.
Consultation, which is for this year and next year. And their budget consultation is now open to have your say on where you think spending reductions could be made to service areas and on our council tax proposals. Please go to www.kent.gov.uk/budget. Please do this before the 24th of November.
Fantastic. F Keys have been on Business Bunker Vanilla Web last day today to book on this week's Microsoft OneNote training, sponsored by ADM Computing and delivered by Alex Waterton. If you go to adm-computing.co.uk/events, you can find out all about it and book your space. Do it. Go on it. Alex is a fantastic certified Microsoft Office trainer, and his courses are always absolutely packed full of information, tips and tricks and ways of improving your productivity. So adm-computing.co.uk/events to find out more, or you can follow follow F Keys on Twitter. Twitter handle is F Keys.
Okay, yeah. And he's also very, very patient.
Yes.
Very, very nice to teach, be taught by him. Expert panellists are wanted. The Financial Ombudsman Service is looking for a new SME expert panel members whose expertise and experience can help it reach the right decisions in resolving complaints. It's looking for people who have experience operating at board level who could be called in on a variety of areas, including commercial insurance and forensic accounting. So please go to www.vacancies.financial-ombudsman.org.uk.
Fantastic. I had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Ferguson. She says, it was a lovely interview with Zeenat Narani. Thank you for that. She said she's enjoyed reading Chris's blog on the Kent Business Radio website. And Chris's blog can be found at kentbusinessradio.co.uk/virtual interview. Cool. What you got?
And whatever your business strengths, you need to shout out about them. Please, why not enter the Maidstone Awards? And they're the Business Awards of Kent. So you can go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk. They've got the Maidstone Awards 2020 and the Ashford Awards 2020. Do it now, they say. There's a free entry.
Cool. Good stuff. White Rabbit Cake Studio.
Oh,
they made your
that.
Mum's 90th birthday cake, I do believe.
It?
I did.
You know the stiletto, and that was edible, and it was life size, of which I've eaten quite a lot.
I'm saying nothing.
Yeah, it was edible. And then there was a real champagne glass full of these gorgeous liqueur chocolates, which were amazing. And I keep popping round to my mother's because she's got a bit left. Ooh. Like, I keep finding excuses just to pop in, you know, about tea time, about four-ish, you know, cup of tea.
She's not clocked on yet.
No, but she's got some friends going round today, so I think they're going to demolish it now.
Anyway, White Rabbit Cake Studio say, wow, a very happy Business Bunker 500th anniversary. Jules and Paul, great first guest Zeenat Narani with a topic that affects everyone to varying degrees. Looking forward to listening to the rest of the show. Obviously, I'm running behind a bit with the tweets here.
Do you offer accredited green or substantial environmental products and services and want to reach more customers? Check out the new Green Hub business platform, greenbusinesshub.eco.
Absolutely. Diamond Circle Weddings. Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, pronounced Samhain. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago, mostly in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom and Northern France, celebrated their new year on November the 1st. Yeah.
And you can book your place on the Brighter Futures online event and discover how your business can access a range of training and support programs, as well as being able to virtually meet and talk to potential trainees. And the practical and informative online morning session will cover how businesses can access and capitalize from the Chancellor's new employment initiatives. So you can save the date for that. It's the 28th of October. I've no idea what the date is today, you know.
27th.
There you are. It's manana.
It is manana.
And the event agenda, there's a morning session, which is from 11 to 11.40, and there's an opening address by the Medway Council CEO, Neil Davies, and Councillor Josie Eales, who's the portfolio holder for Children's Services lead member. So go to where you can email skills@medway.gov.uk, and I'm sure it's on Kent Business Radio's website already.
It certainly is.
That's tomorrow.
Have you got much left?
Bounce Back Loan Scheme closes on the 4th of November. Many small business owners have benefited from this financial support. You can get between $2,000 to $50,000 with no repayments for 12 months. 2.5% interest loans are available through, and this is a Twitter handle, @BritishBBank. And you can go to www.britishbusinessbank.co.uk.
Fantastic. Had another tweet from Athelbrae. And they were, again, I'm catching up. Sorry, this is a bit behind. They were talking about our Gerard Ratner interview.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she said, Kate says, my engagement ring came from Ratner's.
Oh.
Yeah, she said, it wasn't tat, but it was definitely affordable in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah. Well, we need a picture now,
yeah.
Kate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. I'll have to dig out the photo. It's somewhere on my Mac.
And Chris says, I met Gerard Ratner at an event in 2010. What a lovely guy. Yeah, he was absolutely gorgeous, wasn't he? He was really lovely.
Yeah, he's lovely. From the heart.
Mm. Come and visit our virtual venue where we are holding the V Southeast Construction Expo. Using the very latest technology, we can offer all the things that made live events work. Come and visit our virtual venue where we are holding V Southeast Construction. We've built a unique networking and learning environment with great content, live Q&A, and informative and expert speakers. So keep the dates free for the Virtual and Live Construction Expo. It's going to take place on the 18th and 19th of November. If you want to find out more about it, find out who the speakers are, find out what all the sessions are about and how to get involved, then if you go to the website www.constructionexpouk.co.uk/virtual construction expo. Let me give you that website again. It's www.constructionexpouk.co.uk/virtual construction expo. If you can't remember that, if you go to the Kent Business Radio website, there's a tab on the homepage that says business events. If you click on there, all the details can be found there.
Sorry, I'm just looking at people reminding me about Pick and Mix. I've read all my emails, by the way, very diligent.
There's a lot of speculation now that the whole thing's fake.
It's fake news,
yeah. Because it's hard to tell, isn't it?
It was a nice respite from COVID for a while.
It was,
yeah, it was. We all need a bit of good news.
I mean, to be honest, it sounds a bit flaky, doesn't it? Because who'd open a retail chain at this time?
Well, funny you should say that. I had a conversation with someone this morning for Scoff and Quaff, wanted to come on the show, and they're opening a microbrewery.
Yeah.
I can't say any more, but it's in Kent. And I think they're very brave to be opening that now.
Well, sometimes you have to take a risk, don't you?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they've signed the leases, and I guess they can't really back out.
But, yeah, you find out. I mean, but you know, sometimes starting a business in the worst possible financial circumstances is a clever thing to do, because the only way is up.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage,
doesn't it? But let's remember that brewers, were small brewers especially, were throwing away ale this year and using it as hand sanitizer in the end, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's brave, and we'll certainly have him on the show and talk to him.
Hmm. I mean, funnily enough, in my high street, Tenston, There are two new restaurants right at this moment being prepared to open.
Wow.
Cafe Rouge, where it closed down, the site of Cafe Rouge is going to be, I think it's called Hoof.
Oh,
Tenterton.
Great name.
They have one in Rye, Hoof Rye, and it's a burger bistro steak bar called Hoof, and they are busily refurbishing the building there. And I'm not sure what's going on, but I've seen the workmen going in and out, and I know somebody, a little dicky bird, told me that it's going to be a restaurant, but further up the high street, there's another restaurant being prepared as well.
Interesting.
So people are investing in what they're doing.
Yeah,
you know?
Takeaways and things.
In Bromley, they've opened up one, a Sri Lankan restaurant, right in the middle of the COVID.
I love Sri Lankan.
And they're doing really well. It's fantastic. I've been there twice already.
It is really.
But they're doing really well. Mm.
That's good. I mean, if you can sit 2 metres apart and be safe, then why not? Yeah. You know, we can't all sit outside al fresco in December.
No. I actually own half a Buddhist temple in Sri Lanka.
As you do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really. Many years ago, I used to work as a motivational speaker. And I spoke.
I used to be a monk, actually.
Tell with the hair.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
ganging up on me and talking that I've got a tonsure or something. Yeah. No, I worked as a speaker, and I spoke at the University of Colombo in Sri Lanka. And while I was there, a lovely chap called David, you know those put-put things like motorised rickshaws?
Yeah.
Lovely chap called David took me for a tour of the city. And at the end of the tour, he said to me, could I ask a favour? I went, yeah. He said, could I take you to see my local temple? Okay. So it wasn't very far. So he took me to this temple. It was gorgeous. I don't know if you've ever been in a Buddhist temple, but they're absolutely gorgeous models of the Buddha and
feel
carvings.
Calm in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, it was a tiny little village temple. It wasn't huge, and half the roof was missing. And the monks that were there were selling roof tiles. Yeah, and you put your name and address on it, and then they put it, you know, so you bought a couple of roof tiles. So I bought half a dozen roof tiles. When I got home from my visit, I had literally pocketfuls of rupees left. So I went to the bank, and the bank went, no, we're not changing those. Yeah. So I thought, what shall I do? So I put them all in an envelope, and I sent them to this little temple. And about 6 months later, they sent me a photograph, and they said, this roof is what you bought.
Oh, you'll have to go out there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that is a lovely story.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Yeah. And it's a lovely little place.
How long ago was that?
Blimey. Certainly 20 years ago, at least. About 20 years
You'll
ago.
You'll have to go back.
How amazing. Such a great thing to do.
Right, I want to tell you about this. For the fourth year running, the Kent and Medway Business Summit is going to take place. And it's going to take place on Friday the 15th of January. 2021. The Kent and Medway Business Summit will return for its fourth year with a clear focus on business resilience, renewal and a strategy for a return to growth. It's hosted annually at the University of Kent by the Kent Business School and their partners, the Federation of Small Business, the Institute of Directors and Locating Kent. The Kent and Medway Business Summit brings together some 400 businesses and policymakers to debate key themes. Expert keynote speakers will cover topics on the economy and the latest developments in Brexit. Workshops will deliver insights into areas including productivity, infrastructure, placemaking and skills, and offer the opportunity for businesses to have their say on developing strategy. In 2021, the summit will be hosted virtually using the exciting platform Remo, which offers unparalleled opportunities for networking and collaboration. So that's Friday the 15th of January, the 4th Kent and Medway Business Summit. I've been to the previous three. Absolutely brilliant. Really interesting stuff. And the university produce a report at the end of it, which is always fascinating reading. It's really worth getting involved in. And you can do it virtually. You don't even have to go to Canterbury this year. If you want to find out more, you can go to kenthospitality.kent.ac.uk/register. It's a bit of a complicated web address, so I'll read it again and then I'll tell you a simpler one to use. kenthospitality.kent.ac.uk/register, or you could just go to the Kent Business Radio website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/summit.
And much easier.
It's much easier to remember, but either of those, and you can find out all about the Kent and Medway Business Summit.
Just looking at all my Twitters, I've got the Andrew Harkin, who's a copywriter. I think he's in Canterbury. He's followed me for a while, and he's talking about pick and mix.
He's been on the show, actually.
Yeah, has he? Oh, not when I was on, though, was it? Mm. So copy and consult, you'll find him on Twitter. And, yeah, he's reminding me about pick and mix and all sorts of things. And I was saying about I used to buy the 45. My first records.
Yeah, absolutely.
A 45. We never really bought albums so much, but a 45 was what we could afford when we were young.
The Recovery World saying, love your temple story, and thanks for the shout-out. No, absolute pleasure. That's what we're here for, to support everybody in the business community.
I don't know whether you read Tazy64, Tracy. She said she's agreeing with Zeynep that she thinks the final stage interviews may be done in person, but early in the process via Zoom or others, or it might have been agreeing with Chris.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah,
So final stage. It was always nice to meet someone face-to-face.
Yeah.
You could see if they smell, for example, as well. I mean, you could find out about their,
what's
you know,
what's
their personal hygiene.
What's his dog interviewing?
Well, I once employed...
The mind boggles, hold on.
Seriously, I once employed someone whose personal hygiene wasn't very good. You know, and you wouldn't know that by Zoom, would you?
Yeah, no.
And he was like using my computer, lovely, lovely guy, but, you know, he'd be like snorting and blowing his nose and then touching my keyboard and... Yeah. You know, it's hygiene.
But as a manager, you face those kind of... in my managerial career in corporate, the amount of times I've had to deal with people with BO and stuff like that. Somebody needs to tell him he smells. Okay, that's my job then, isn't it?
Yeah. Where are the parents? It kind of, you know, makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah. The lovely Sarah from Rockfit has said... thanks for the shout out. Very much enjoying listening to you and Jules. Making me chuckle as always. Just what we all need right now. Well, thank you for that, Sarah. We've still got tweets coming. They're still coming. Telcare, great show, guys. Thank you. And White Rabbit Cake said there was plenty to go around then. No, she ate it all. Don't you worry, she ate it all.
It's just about 4 p.m. I kind of fancy a little seconds of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not much left now, sadly. So yeah. I probably won't be going round to my mother's as much this week.
Well, because she's got no cake.
She's got so many flowers.
Sorry, Mum, I'm not coming. You've got no cake. Yeah.
Her conservatory, keeping them all cool, looks like a florist. It's just crazy.
So did she have a nice birthday?
She had a wonderful birthday. And, you know, big thanks to Reeds. They were amazing. Reeds in Faversham, everyone. Go and support them. Amazing food. And just lovely. Very, very laid back. But everything was there. So they didn't sort of boss us about too much.
Cool.
Really nice.
I've got one more thing to read and then we're going to be at the end of the show. Applications are open for the Kent and Medway small businesses to kickstart young people's employment. The FSB confirms it's teamed up with Adecco Working Ventures to help small firms access government kickstart scheme. The FSB urges small employers to apply now to create kickstart roles from November and tackle the looming rise in young people's unemployment. To tackle increasing numbers of young people aged 16 to 24 struggling to find work and on universal credit, the Federation of Small Businesses has announced that a new partnership with Adecco Working Ventures. Together they will form a new national gateway and intermediary partner for the UK government's kickstart scheme, which covers England, Scotland and Wales. The FSB will also be delivering a regional programme of seminars and other resources to encourage, inspire and help small businesses to get involved and make the most of the new scheme. Alongside local authorities, business organisations and the voluntary sector, the FSB is also calling for a diversity of intermediary providers at the local level. This way, any small business wishing to create one or two roles will have a choice of good quality providers to deliver the important wraparound support services that these young people are going to need. As small firms are ready to step up and contribute jobs for our young people whose livelihoods are now threatened by COVID-19. The UK unemployment rate has risen to its highest level for 2 years, with official figures showing those in the 16 to 24 suffering the biggest drop of employment. The kickstart scheme was announced as part of the Chancellor of the Exchequer's plan for jobs. So small employers in England, Scotland, Wales who are keen to offer kickstart, you can register by going to fsb.org.uk/kickstart. That's fsb.org.uk/kickstart. So... that's it. We've reached the end of another show. I want to say a huge thank you to our fabulous guests, the absolutely lovely, wonderful at Zeenat.
Thank you.
Thank you so Noorani. Much.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure being
Zeenat
here
Noorani.
With you.
Zeenat Noorani.
I love that name.
And you can find Zeenat's website and everything on the Business Radio website. Do check that out. Zeenat, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We also heard from the lovely Chris Hyde of Camellia Genics and Sound of Spitfire Radio. Thank you, Chris. And Liz Bylett of Halloween TV and Follies and Living Arts. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you for all your lovely messages on Twitter and email about our 500th show. Here's to the next 500. Thank you to my...
Oh, how old we will be.
Yeah, I know.
Staggering yeah. in on yeah, our yeah, yeah. frame.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you all. Thank you for joining us. Stay safe. We'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.